بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, one of the things that I have always very, very strongly believed in is that we as individuals are in control of our own destiny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the pen to write whatever destiny we want for ourselves, both in this world and the next. We choose whether we want to go to Jannah or Jahannam. And we choose whether to make this life in this world Jannah or Jahannam. Nobody can force us. People can try, people will try at an individual level, at a collective level. But whether they succeed or fail depends on us. They will succeed if we allow them to succeed, and they will fail if we do not allow them to succeed. I'll give you a couple of examples. I was invited to a function in Hyderabad, which was called Tahfiz-e-Urdu. Protection of the Urdu language. And many people made many speeches, and all of those speeches basically said the same thing, which is that the government of India is doing nothing to protect Urdu as a language, and the government must do this and the government must do that, and so much money should be allocated, and this must happen, that must happen. When my turn came to speak, I said, I'm going to be very short. I said, I am not going to make a speech, I'm going to ask a question. So my question is, I said, all the people here who are sitting in this room, especially the speakers, how many of you subscribe to Urdu newspapers? How many of you get Urdu newspapers in your homes? Believe me, very few hands went up. I applaud the honesty of the people, very few hands. I said, my second question is, how many of you have children who can read Urdu? Even fewer hands went up. And then, since it was that kind of crowd, upper middle class and upper class kind of people in Hyderabad, I said, how many of you speak to your children in Urdu? Now, the point is, yet we are sitting there complaining and moaning and groaning that the government of India does not protect Urdu. Urdu is a language. Languages live or die based on one thing only, and that is the number of people who speak and read and write that language. There is no other parameter. Urdu became the lingua franca, became the most popular language of the time, because more and more and more people started speaking Urdu. The language of the time was Persian, was Farsi. That was the language of the courts. That was the language of the intellectual people. Persian literature was predominant. People wrote in universities and so on. They wrote papers and theses in Persian, in Farsi. But Urdu came as a language of the street, literally, and grew and developed and became the predominant language. And after that, poetry and literature and so on started to be created. Urdu, today we have this fantastic collection, fantastic resource. But again, seems to be going downhill for a number of reasons. Similarly, I was invited again to another madrasa in Hyderabad on our Independence Day, Indian Independence Day. And once again, a lot of speeches, and mine was the last, and all the speeches had the same message, which was that the role of Indian freedom fighters, the role of Muslim freedom fighters in India's struggle for freedom from the British colonials, was forgotten, has been forgotten, is being forgotten, is deliberately ignored, and so on and so on. Now, we know that Muslims were not just freedom fighters, but they were predominant both in 1857, the First War of Independence, or the Sepoy Mutiny, depending on who's writing, as well as 1947, about almost 100 years later, all the struggle that went on. Muslims, especially Muslim intellectuals, Muslim scholars, ulama, religious scholars, Muslim madaris, these were right at the forefront. However, this history has been forgotten for the most part. It is being forgotten, it's being ignored, it's being sought to be written off. So this complaint. Again, when my turn came to speak, I asked the same question. I did it in a different way. I said to them that, can one of you give me a book in any language other than Urdu? Because Urdu in India is mostly spoken by Muslims. So we said that's not the target audience for us. The target audience for us is people who are not Muslims, so people who don't speak Urdu. So I said, any language other than Urdu. So we have so many languages in the country. So I said, Hindi, Telugu, Tamil, Malayalam, whatnot. So I said, any language other than, a book in any language other than Urdu, which lists the names and short biographies and work of Muslim freedom fighters. If you give me this book, I said, I will promise you, I will undertake to have this book included in the secondary and high school syllabi of all Indian schools. There was a dead silence. So I said, well, instead of making speeches lamenting this fact that the role of Muslims in the Indian freedom struggle is being forgotten and so on, instead of spending time mourning and groaning about that, if this madrasa, or if all the madaris of all the Muslim institutions in India, if all of you had gotten together and produced one book every year, that was the 60th Independence Day. So I said we would have had 60 books, not one. And if these 60 books were then distributed, forget about the syllabus and so on, if these books were distributed, literally standing at bus stations, street corners, this word could have been spread to millions of people. And nobody on the face of the earth could have stopped that, because it was to spread, to write about freedom fighters and to spread that information is legal. Nobody can stop you. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because we have two kinds of people in the world. We have people who have what I call masterful thinking, masters, and we have people who have victim thinking, victims, masters and victims. To give you, to differentiate the two, a victim is somebody who, when something negative happens, complains. So they moan and they groan and so on. And then they blame somebody else for what is happening to them. So they will say, this is because of so-and-so, and that so-and-so is always outside them. So whether that so-and-so is at a personal individual level, I am this way because of my mother, my father, my wife, my husband, my child, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, whoever, someone external to me, or you blame the government, you blame the colonial system, you blame the West, you blame the CIA, you blame, whoever, right? Anyone other than yourself. And if you can't find anybody, you blame God. You say, this is my fate. This is my qismat. This is what is written for me. This is the victim mindset. So a victim mindset is where, when something bad happens, something difficult happens, some loss happens, the person, number one, complains and blames somebody else. The master mindset is the opposite of that, where the person may still cry, may still feel, you know, bad and feel the pain, but very quickly they say, all right, so this has happened. What can I do to change this for myself? Which can include walking away from that situation. So this is not, doesn't necessarily mean that you need to change that materially, but even to get out of there. Masters own responsibility for themselves. They say, whatever is happening to me is because of something that I did or I chose not to do. And I am still in control. I can choose to change my situation if I want. I have to find a way to do that. My submission is that this is our problem as Muslims. We have gotten into this victim mindset. So you would constantly hear complaining statements. This is what colonialism did to us. The British cut us off from our history. They cut us off from our language. And if you say, hold on a second, who is preventing you from reading history right now as we speak? Is there some, the King of England, Charles III, is standing here and saying, don't do it? Right? Who's stopping you? Who's stopping you from reading history? Who is stopping you from speaking in your language? Urdu, Arabic, or whatnot, whatever your language is. Who is stopping you from doing that? Who is stopping you from reading and writing that language? Who is stopping you from understanding your history and knowing? Most of us don't even know the names. Literally, think about this. Ask them to do this as an experiment. Ask your friends, do you know the name of your mother's mother? Do you know the name of your mother's grandmother? So your grandmother and your great-grandmother. Ask them. We don't even know their names. For most people, they don't know their name. I'm not exaggerating. I do this as an experiment. Many times I've done it. I found the majority of people, they do not even know the names. And the reason I say the grandmothers is because that's what gets lost first. Grandfather's name still some people remember, but grandmother's names, gone. Many never knew in the first place. They just called her Nani or Dadi or, you know, Ammu or Ummi or something. They did not even know the name to begin with. So which history are you talking about? My brothers and sisters, we have to understand that we are responsible for ourselves. So learn your language, learn your history, understand what we are looking at, understand what our strengths are, understand what our weaknesses are, and see how we can change our future, because that's in our control. History is our resource. It is our legacy. It's our inheritance, not legacy. It's our inheritance. The future is our legacy. So that we take the inheritance and we build on it. And that is in our control. Nobody stops you. Nobody can change that for you. Nobody is standing in the way of our development if we want to develop. Nobody stops you from studying. Nobody stops you from going to college or university. Nobody stops you from invention. Nobody stops you from starting a business. Nobody stops you from anything. There will be difficulties. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world. There are always difficulties. There are difficulties there, just like you have difficulties, others have the same difficulties. Some have more, some have less. A difficulty needs to be overcome, that's it. And when you overcome a difficulty, it gives you the blessing of strength. You feel stronger, you feel better because you overcame the difficulty. But if you sit and complain, then nothing will happen. So my submission, please get out of the victim mindset. Monitor your language. Never complain even to yourself. Never complain even to yourself. And always look for a solution and say, this is the situation, how can I change it? For myself and for others. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.